For the next stop on our journey, you won't even need to leave the railway station to discover a piece of incredible musical history. Because in 1965, on the station platform at Widnes, none other than Paul Simon wrote the lyrics to the hauntingly beautiful Homeward Bound, as he waited for the train to take him back to London to visit his girlfriend. At the time, he was part of Simon & Garfunkel, who together recorded and released the track, going on to become an international hit and cementing the group's position as certified stars of the international music scene. But Widnes' other claim to fame takes us a long way from the gentle melodies of Paul Simon to Spike Island, about a 40-minute walk from Widnes Station. It was here, in 1990, where the Stone Roses, at the peak of their career, decided to put on a gig that would become legendary in the years to come. At the time, the Stone Roses were one of the most talked-about bands in Britain, having come out of a debut album that fused 60s psychedelic rock with acid house, known for its repetitive beats and synthesised bass lines. Having spent the earliest parts of their career playing at raves and in warehouses, the band was looking for a venue outside the norm to host the gig that would become the defining moment of a generation. And they certainly found what they were looking for, a reclaimed toxic waste dump in Widnes. The gig was either incredible or abysmal, depending on who you ask. Some people complained that the PA wasn't working and that their vision was impaired by a dust cloud that had formed in the dry conditions. Others considered it to have been a life-changing moment. Either way, it was a seminal gig for those who were there and those who wanted to be. If you want to experience Spike Island for yourself, minus the dust, the mayhem and the 29,000-strong crowd, you can still visit the island. Today, you'll find open green spaces, waterways and views of the River Mersey. So why not pay Widnes a visit? Take in the beautiful scenery and walk on the ground where music history was made.